Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. That's how we've described this show, this 8 o'clock hour of this show for, man, I don't know how many years now. We've had John Jackson, the Joker from X, join us here for the 8 o'clock hour of the show, and then he'll typically stick around for the 9 o'clock hour if we've got openings as well. But, hey, keep your phone calls coming because we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. In fact, let's actually, before we have John on the microphone here, let's start with one of your phone calls. We've got Gary in Billings listening to 970 KBUL. Gary, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for everything you do. But I was scanning the Billings Rag on Sunday's paper, and it's just a crying how these people want to blame the ICE agent for protecting himself and the other agents. It's just terrible what they're doing out there.
Yeah, they're just running with the same liberal propaganda, far-left propaganda, that most of the rest of the mainstream media is running with, right?
Yeah, the problem that we get into, though, as the midterm election comes along, that propaganda is dangerous because people are like sheep. They don't know the truth. If the Democrats get back in power, everything would be gone.
Oh, they're going to, the first thing they're going to do is try to impeach Donald J. Trump once again. They're going to do everything they can to undermine the United States of America if they're able to retake the House of Representatives in particular. You're exactly right, Gary. Gary, thanks for the call. John Jackson, the Joker from X, spent a minute and a half before the first break here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk since this thing happened, Aaron, but I can tell you, I am, you know, I don't know much about history and don't know a lot about biology, but I do know, and I'm an expert on the use of deadly force by federal agents, and that agent was 100% legally justified in that shooting, period.
Yeah, I've watched the video. I came to the same conclusion myself. But yet, here we go. One of the sound bites I want to play here this hour, John, Benny Johnson was on with Jesse Waters last night, and All these woke white liberals, they just put their J6 decorations away, and here they are riding in the streets across America already. Oh, John, did I lose you there for a second?
Oh,
he thought we were going to a break. There, he's like, yeah, you still got 30 seconds, brother.
I thought you were playing a clip there about that. Oh, yeah. And you saw right after the shooting, they initiated all of their paid protester mobs across the country to get going all at the same time. And now you see the clips out of Minneapolis these last few days. It is nonstop constant. That's all these people do is chase, harass, obstruct, and impede federal agents while they're trying to do their jobs.
It's absolutely sickening. And look, federal agents, law enforcement officers, let's also remind people, they are public employees, and yet where are the public employee unions? Certainly not backing the public employees from anything I've seen or heard. All right, quick break, back after this.
It's January 13th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Sticker Day. Whether you like scratch and sniff, puffy, or with goofy googly eyes, there's no wrong way to celebrate. The day is actually meant to honor the man who created the adhesive label with removable backing, R. Stanton Avery, born in 1907. Also on this date, in 1979, the YMCA filed a lawsuit against the Village People for their song, YMCA, over trademark infringement. Eventually, the matter was settled out of court, and actually, the YMCA later said they were proud of the song for the positive way it portrayed their organization. And baseball legend Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1982. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the creator of Grey's Anatomy, Shonda Rhimes, born in 1970. And one of the stars of Grey's Anatomy, McDreamy himself, actor Patrick Dempsey, born in 1966. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
now I got to play the clip for John Jackson here. So, yeah, Benny Johnson. By the way, Benny Johnson is going to be the keynote speaker for the Gallatin County Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner coming up later this year, I think in May. That's going to be incredible. But Benny Johnson was on with Jesse Waters last night, and Jesse Waters on Fox News, and Jesse Waters was telling him how the woke white folks in Minneapolis, because federal law enforcement agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because ICE is in Minneapolis, the woke white folks are claiming that they're being invaded. That's right. So when all these Somali migrants were being brought into Minnesota, nope, they weren't being invaded then. When Trinity Aragua thugs and murderers and rapists were showing up in Minnesota, nope, they weren't being invaded then. When drug cartels were coming in, nope, no invasion. But now, when public employees from ICE show up, they claim they're being invaded. Here is what Benny Johnson had to say right after that.
Yeah, Jesse, I mean, I'm shocked to learn that it's riot season already. Most Democrats just got done taking down their January 6th decorations. Who can keep up with the times? Democrats spent the last week lecturing Americans about how much they supported law enforcement, federal law enforcement, Jesse, on January 6th. Remember, that was what they were fighting for. We back the federal law enforcement that were attacked on January 6th. And what happens less than 24 hours after that lecture, that moralizing, that candlelight vigil? Jesse, they're out calling an ICE agent acting in self-defense a murderer.
And by the way, John Jackson, even the Montana Democrat Party is they pushed a big Facebook post where they claim that this was not self-defense, and they're basically accusing that federal law enforcement officer of murder as well. But on a lighter note, John, yeah, we totally missed it. Last Tuesday was January 6th, and we forgot all about the Democrats' annual January 6th celebrations. We totally missed it last week, John.
Well, you know, somebody messed up their Black Panther Party, right? I mean, you know, these people want to make you believe that you should just listen to them and not your lying eyes, that you saw three different videos from three different viewpoints about what happened there that day. And to add to the clown show, last night you've got Keith Ellison and Mayor Small Fry there of Minneapolis. Now, they're now suing the federal government for having federal agents in their city. I mean, it would not surprise me at all to have some jackass radical leftist judge side with them in the short term. But it would surprise me at all.
The same judges, by the way, there's a big Supreme Court hearing underway right now about protecting women's sports from this transgender agenda. But why would a case about protecting women's sports from men and girls' locker rooms, why would that have to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court? Well, because you've got these crazy leftist district court judges that allowed it to go that far. And so you're exactly right. The same judges that think that men are women and women are men and men can be in women's locker rooms are the same judges who will give some absurd ruling probably in one of these cases as well.
Well, did you see yesterday, I guess, the Washington Post editorial board put out an opinion piece where they are outright siding with the Trump administration and all of us on this subject? And you're looking at this like, wait. A year ago, during 4 years of the Biden regime, saying this position right here that the Washington Post is saying now would have got you completely canceled. But now it's okay for the Washington Post to come out and say, yeah, we're completely against all this men and women's sports stuff.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. They just like during COVID-19, I remember, John, remember when the COVID-19 craziness was going on and we still had a Democrat governor in Montana who was pushing masks, pushing lockdowns, pushing school shutdowns. And remember the gyms were closed for a little while. You and I both like to go to the gym. And I remember, like, when you go to the gym and you wouldn't wear a mask, and all the other normal people there that, you know, that aren't political junkies, that aren't news junkies, they'd be there too, and you'd kind of tiptoe into the conversation, and then eventually you'd all be like, oh yeah, it's a bunch of BS. Oh yeah, why were they shutting this stuff down? Why were they forcing masks? It was like everybody, you know, even the soccer moms at the gym knew how stupid all of it was. And the transgender sports thing was the exact same way. It still is the same way. You've got the Democrats in the media pushing men and girls locker rooms, pushing boys and girls sports, taking trophies away from girls. Everybody knows it's stupid. Everybody knows it's insane. But the Democrats in the media try to create this narrative as if that's the position you're supposed to take.
The famous video of numerous different airplane flights, commercial airplane flights, when it was finally announced that whole masking on airplanes was struck down in the courts. And you see everybody on a plane at once pull their masks off and start rejoicing. It showed you that your average citizen, 90% of the people out there, thought it was complete BS and were just doing it to follow the rules. Whereas, yeah, you know, the media and the Democrats tried to make you think, oh, so many people were truly, truly concerned about this.
I forgot about that. That should be like historical archive footage to show you exactly what people thought about. That's a great point. And then today, you'll still see some of these liberals wearing masks on an airplane. When I flew to D.C. for our show from Capitol Hill, there was a young lady, you know, in the same row as me, and we got to talking politics, and she's like, well, why did you assume I'm liberal? And I didn't have the heart to tell her, you're wearing a mask. You're the only people that still wear face masks are, you know, well, anyway, so it was a nice flight, though. Stand by.
Well, we better have the phone lines open for Tuesday's Montana Talks because we've had a busy few days. You know, we took you to hell in a cut bank in Malta last week, and then a great guest kicked off the show Monday. Phone lines are open for Tuesday's Montana Talks. If you got something you want to talk about and you want to be heard all across Montana, a great guest talking health care on Wednesday. And then next week, we're at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas once again, but this time for almost the entire week. Montana Talks statewide. 9 to 10. The new year.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you. Plus, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. 406-294-0970 is the number if you want to jump in on the conversation. If you got something you want to talk about here on Montana Talks, we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, every Tuesday here in the 8 o'clock hour, sometimes sticks around for the 9 o'clock hour or two. We always call it the most unwoke hour of the week, which can sometimes lead into the most unwoke 2 hours of the week. John, man, I remember a while back we were in the studios in Billings and you were walking down the hall and I had to play that All the Pretty Girls Walk Like This song for your warm-up music while you were bebopping into the studio, you know. But anyway, I found another warm-up song for you, John, when you're going to be – but this one's actually cooler than that one. That one was just all in good fun. But this one, I think it was actually from some movie, or maybe they used it like in the Narcos soundtrack or something like that. But, you know, since you're a retired federal law enforcement officer who has also worked in narcotics, counter narcotics work especially, I want to play this warm-up song for you. But now that I think about it, I'm going to wait till after I get to the caller to play that, because otherwise the caller may not be able to hear the audio. So I'll get to that in a second. Let's start with a phone call, though. We've got Dave in Eureka listening to KJJR. Dave, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, man, I love calling in when both you guys are in there. I support both you guys on X the best I can. I get a lot of information from both of you. But I got to tell you, talking about those protesters, my main concern, and it's a theme of mine, is the corrupt judiciary. Mm-hmm. I think it is the baseline and the reason why those protesters can act so insane and attack police officers, attack federal officers, attack everybody, and because they're convinced that nothing's going to happen to them, even if they do get arrested. And I got to tell you, I don't know, what can we do about corrupt judges like the ones who let criminals go 70 times until they finally murder somebody, and nothing happens to the judge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what we can do here in Montana is support Judge Dan Wilson for Montana Supreme Court and get him on the Montana Supreme Court. That's one thing we can do. I know there's been impeachment charges filed against some of these judges, like that corrupt Judge Boasberg in the U.S. House of Representatives. Dave, I think, and by the way, Dave, let us know when that distillery's up and running up there. I've seen you on X, Free Northman on X. I'm excited about that.
Definitely. I'm just getting that going. And the trouble is when I'm in the distillery, my phone don't work. So I always try to send you guys a chat because I love keeping up with you. But yeah, I hope they do impeach some of these judges or something to show. Because think about it. When the mafia takes a place over, one of the things they do is own the judges. And when you sit and look at all the crazy TROs that these federal judges have put down on Trump every day, they look like they're owned, and it's terrible for the country.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And John, I think, Dave, thanks for the call. John, I think Dave is spot on here. I think why these violent mobs continue to do the things they continue to do and why there is just this disrespect for law enforcement that's been tolerated. You were telling me, in fact, you were telling me during the break, there's been how many of these vehicle ramming incidents so far just across the country that we know about?
Yeah, ICE put it out yesterday that just in the last week there have been 10 ramming incidents against ICE agents. That's more than one a day, Aaron. So what does that tell you? That tells you that is a tactic that they're being taught. Because it's proven out there that these groups are not only well-funded, well-organized, but they're trained, and they're given documentation with training papers, with diagrams and everything showing them what to do and how to fight, how to resist federal agents. And this has been going on for a year into Pam Bondi's tenure as AG, and not one indictment, not one account from these NGOs, Rosen.
Well, and back to Dave's point here, I think this is exactly right. This corrupt judiciary and some of these corrupt judges, they're the ones that are supposed to be upholding law and order. But instead, by just putting criminals right back out on the streets, they know they're going to get away with it. So they have these deep-pocketed, you know, Hans Jörg Wiese funded outfits, George Soros funded outfits. They buy the bricks, they send them into the cities, they provide the funding. And then the same judges that have typically been supported with campaign cash from Soros and Hans Wiese and their networks are just going to let all the criminals right out and right off the hook to begin with. It's the pattern that we see over and over again, especially in these leftist socialist cities like Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland, you name it.
Yeah, and the thing everybody has to remember is probably 90% of the bad judges out here that affect your life can be easily thrown out in the next election. The only people that are in there for life are these federal judges, and that people don't pay attention to these local judicial races. They either vote for the wrong person or they don't vote at all because, that's not my congressman, my senator, my governor, my president, and they just think it doesn't matter. Well, boy, it does matter.
Yeah. John, I got to get your take on this. I mentioned Portland, Oregon. Did you hear or did you see the video of the Portland police chief? He says, well, unfortunately, I do have to acknowledge that, yeah, the two people shot in Portland by Customs and Border Patrol, they are affiliated with Trende Aragua. And then he broke down in tears. I feel bad. I have to share this to the Hispanic community. The Hispanic community is glad those TDA thugs are getting pulled off the street. Save the freaking tears, man.
How embarrassing. How just completely humiliating. And, you know, the old expression, while you were sleeping, you know, while we were all sleeping, and you maybe here in Montana and not paying attention to any of this, every time you see some major incident, you just run down. You can go from Charlotte to New Orleans to Philadelphia to Minneapolis to Portland. And when we have to see a statement from their chief of police or their sheriff and that person pops up, you're like, oh, My God, this person should not even be working as a janitor in the police department. And look who's running the place.
Yeah, the janitor probably just wants to smack him over the head with a broomstick. What is wrong with you? All right, here we go. Here's the audio. I think it starts with the audio of the Portland police chief, who, you know, is one of these woke, you know, checks the right check boxes. That's why they picked him to be the police chief. This is actually from The Five on Fox News yesterday, and then Greg Gutfeld weighs in afterwards.
What I can say is there is an association with the two folks yesterday and TDA. I hesitated to even share this information initially because I'm very aware of the historic injustice of victim blaming oftentimes portrayed by law enforcement. I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community. It saddens me. That we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger. This information in no way is meant to disparage or to condone or support or agree with any of the actions that occurred yesterday.
And I'd like to thank my agent and the director and my lovely wife who stood by me this entire time while I lived in a car. And who were these two poor innocent souls that had the chief cutting onions? Illegals tied to killer cartels and sex trafficking who got shot trying to run over a federal agent or two. In Portland, that's practically an endorsement for local office. And what of a racist chief to think Latinos are upset about gangbangers getting shot while committing crimes?
Oh, what a great point there that Greg Gutfeld finished with, John. You remember Linda? This is Kofi Talk, and I'm your host, Linda Richmond. You remember from Saturday Night Live back in the day? You know, the Hispanic community is neither mad that the two TDA thugs were shot, nor mad that they're being pulled out of Portland, you know, like the, but this woke white crybaby, you know, Portland guy.
I have only one response to this, and that is Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, which he walked up to Private Powell and said, "Lean forward and choke yourself with my hand." I mean, this guy should be so embarrassed. I mean, can you imagine being a police officer in that department and watching that pathetic display? Oh, my God.
They were probably happy. They were actually probably happy. They're like, finally, the world gets to see the crap we got to put up with every day. But who was it? Kennedy on The Five was saying that she's got some sources that are police officers in Portland, and they're like, oddly enough, this is the best police chief we've had in a long time, which still isn't saying much in Portland.
I mean, compare that to New Orleans, like we were saying, or Charlotte, North Carolina, or that crazy sheriff up there in Philadelphia that's barely literate and calls ICE agents phony law enforcement. Lady, these people have had more training and more education than you'll ever have.
Man, yeah, it's I'm glad we can laugh at some of this stuff because it's just so absurd. You have to be able to laugh at it. And, of course, you know, John, you've served overseas in places like Afghanistan. So have I. We've got first responders that listen to this show that see bad things on a daily basis. And it's just that, you know, it's just that dark humor that gets you through some dark things in the news or in life. And that's why we enjoy having you on the show. All right. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, a listener in Manhattan just said this. What about Ashley Babbitt? The listener in Manhattan says the libtards said nothing about law enforcement shooting her. Actually, they were cheering it, weren't they? Their captain in Manhattan.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, or just jump in on the conversation. Plus, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. John, I wanted to go back to this this whole judges angle that Dave and Eureka brought up, because you were telling me, you know, during one of the previous breaks, I was like, hey, what do you want to talk about today? And so I start scribbling down a few topics. And usually we don't get to any of them. Usually I'm like, oh, hey, John, let's get to topic A, B, C, or D. And we never get to it because we get all these phone calls and we start having fun. And before you know it, the show's over. But I think this one ties in here. We were talking about how these corrupt leftist judges that put these criminals right back out onto the streets, they're part of the big problem here in this country as well, and why we're seeing this lawlessness, especially in these leftist cities. Iran is big in the news right now. In fact, Dr. Mehrdad Kia at the University of Montana, who we spoke with last Tuesday, he is sending me all sorts of articles coming out of Iran. They have never seen anything like this, the people standing up for freedom and protesting the terrorist regime in Tehran that's happening right now. But there was a pro-Iranian people protest, protesting the terrorist regime in Tehran. What was it, down in Los Angeles or something like that?
LA, and this was Sunday night, and you get this breaking, you know, it's Sunday night, not much news going on, and you get this breaking news that a very large U-Haul truck, and of course there's videos of it everywhere, large U-Haul truck went barreling through this crowd, and apparently on the U-Haul truck were anti-Shah messages and pro-regime messages. And they stopped him. I guess only a couple of people were injured. The crowd yanks him out of this car, and the cops were there pretty quickly and grabbed up the suspect. Then I hear on the news this morning from a follower on X that this guy, his name is Kalor Mandanecht, he's released. He's charged on no more than reckless driving and released with no bail. This guy obviously took a monster U-Haul truck and ran it through a crowd of people.
Man, yeah. He just happened to be there. He was just moving some stuff across town, just happened to be there. He, you know, he probably has no ties to radical Islam. He probably meant no ill intent of the people that were there cheering on a free Iran. No. And by the way, speaking of that, you know, just like now we're hearing the loud whistles and the banging of the bongo drums and the screaming and the yelling at our brave men and women, ICE agents, it reminds me of the shrieks and the shrills that we heard in downtown Bozeman, in downtown Missoula. Free Palestine! You notice the free Palestine people aren't out there chanting free Tehran, free Iran. They don't want to have anything to do with that.
Well, you know, I would like to, you know, somebody, Jesse Waters or his people, or just somebody, go up to any, just pick a town. It doesn't even have to be Bozeman, or it could be Portland or wherever, and walk up with a map of the Middle East to any of these morons. Just say, point to me where Israel is on this map. Point to me where Gaza is on this map. I mean, you would see the RCA dog look. You'd be like,
Oh, man. Oh, let's see. We got another caller on the phone lines here. The mighty Human Z calling in from Michigan. And, of course, he and John team up on a podcast and on Spaces and more. Z, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Great Lakes greetings, gentlemen. Hey, talk about being taken to the cleaners by George Jefferson and ignoring the wisdom of Thomas Jefferson and containing government. Scott Bessent has the statement that there's at least $377 billion of fraud in the budget. My question is, how do we know there's not more? There's not more. There has to be. And there's just this insanity, and hey, guess what? We don't have tax revolt because there's the indirect threat of incarceration, but this is so insane You know, something's got to give here. Something absolutely has to give here. This is incredibly stupid for us to continue to fund this. And judges are guardians of the fallacy because they're paid by those tax dollars, too. So guess who they're going to side with? Whoever butters their bread. Sorry for the black pill moment this morning, but that's all I got. So remember, Thomas Jefferson, not George Jefferson, John, don't laugh.
Weren't you going to say something about moving on up or something, too? That's
George Jefferson, and I blew my own headline. What the hell?
Caden, our producer, you know, he'll say, hey, where are you from? You know, what's your name? What do you want to talk about? So I get from Caden, I get Z in Michigan, moving on up. And I had the song ready to go, and you blew it, Z. What the heck, brother?
I did say George Jefferson being taken to the cleaners, though, so I did tie it in a sense. But yeah, I blew it. I get it.
That's all right.
I haven't had enough coffee yet. So.
Well, I had to bring it up anyway, because now I want to hear the song a little bit. Come on, John. And John, this has got me wanting to start my own Somali daycare, moving on up. You know what I'm saying? Man, I could have a fancy car and everything. Moving on up.
You know, Z's a very intellectual guy. And we're on our podcast, he'll frequently be quoting the Founding Fathers, and he'll say, well, Jefferson said this and Jefferson said that. And our co-podcast host, this guy's name is Blue, he's a retired D.C. police officer. Every time Z will say that, he'll say, you mean George Jefferson?
I was going to say, because, you know, you're the movie TV quote guy. And so if I heard a Jefferson quote from you, I would assume it's George, not Thomas, you know. This is good stuff, right?
But you know, we point out that you can bet your bottom dollar if George Jefferson was running stuff today, this would all get fixed. George would take care of this.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And if not, Wheezy would get on his case about it. Wheezy would make sure that he got something done, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Send George and Wheezy to Washington. That'll fix up everything. Okay, now, since we're playing music, I never did play the theme song for you, John. I got a new theme song. Anytime we could play this whenever John Jackson rolls in.
The time has come. We got to expand the whole operation. Distribution. New York. Chicago. LA. We got to set our own market and enforce it.
And enforce it. Anyway, John, yeah, I've thought of that song before when it's played, because, of course, you're a retired federal law enforcement officer who, you know, has worked in counter-narcotics, and so there's a tie-in with that song there. But, hey, we're also expanding Montana Talks. You know, before, our friends in Missoula, they could only hear you if you were on in the 9 o'clock hour, because they only carried the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Well, now we've expanded our distribution, and now our friends in Missoula get to hear you in the 8 o'clock hour as well, so that's pretty exciting.
Weaving in the Tony Montana Scarface line into that song. That's good stuff. Aaron, the all-time, for anybody that probably... It's a shame that the movie Scarface never won an Academy Award and that Al Pacino didn't win Best Actor, because they should have. But the best line ever in that movie that will take you through the rest of your life is, Aaron, I never effed anybody over in my life. Didn't ever come into them.
Yeah, there was another song too that I've thought of. It was like one of the opening songs in the series Narcos, and I was like, oh man, I got to cue that up one of these days as well. Speaking of awards, do you know when Scarface did not win like a big award? It'd be interesting to see which movies did win the awards over Scarface. Did you see how Bill Maher? You know, Bill Maher's a very liberal guy, right? He's been taking shots at Republicans for decades now on his HBO show. I read earlier, maybe on like the Daily Caller or the Daily Wire, that Bill Maher is saying the reason he never gets awards for his show is because he's not afraid to take shots at the left and to take shots at the Democrats. And you got to toe the party line with these folks.
Speaking of Scarface, you know what's coming out with? They cracked at least $700 million in cash that's coming out of Minneapolis and going overseas, right? Now, if you can imagine, if they stole that much and are sending that overseas, how much of it did they steal and keep for themselves here? And you can imagine the bankers and the investment firms there in Minneapolis. They're like those bankers in Scarface, you know, like 1984 Miami, with people rolling in there with duffel bags full of cash. Can you imagine the amount of cash, government cash, flowing around Minneapolis right now?
Speaking of Miami and Scarface, I got to cue up the soundbite of Secretary of War Pete Hegseth talking about the narco-terrorist boat strikes. How come we haven't heard of any of these in quite some time? Oh, we'll give you the fun answer right after this. By the way, that song that I played, that was Fast Life by Kool G Rap, I think it is, that puts the Scarface soundbite in there.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Look at California now. They're proposing this billionaire tax. All right, maybe that sounds great. You're not a billionaire. Maybe you don't like billionaires. They pay taxes on the money. I assume they pay their taxes, or they'd be in jail. Most people that are wealthy that I know end up getting audited far more than people, you know, the middle class in this country. Okay, so now all these billionaires, like Larry Page, co-founder of Google, Larry Ellison of Oracle, they're leaving California. And one article today on FoxNews.com, they had $2 trillion of billionaire wealth that went into the coffers of California. $1 trillion of it has already fled in anticipation of this tax. It is insanity.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, folks, time to talk about real money, gold and silver. Now, the analysts, you know, the guys behind closed doors, digging deep into the data, well, they are making big predictions for 2026. Now, they now see gold hitting $5,000 an ounce. Wow. How about silver? We're talking about silver surging toward an unbelievable $100 an ounce. I'm going to tell you what, I'm not waiting until I see these prices in the headlines. I'm taking action now. That's why I am a customer of the best in the business, and that is Gold Co. They are my number one pick for gold and silver. I trust them to help diversify and protect my retirement savings. Right now, they're offering you a free 2026 gold and silver kit, plus a limited time offer where you can get 10% instant match in bonus gold or silver just for getting started. Call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D, or HannityGold, one word, .com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The song Golden from Netflix's K-pop Demon Hunters won Best Original Song at the Golden Globes. It's the first song from an animated film to win at the Globes since Prince's The Song of the Heart from Happy Feet in 2007. Plus, Ludwig Göransson's music for the movie Sinners won Best Original Score. It's the Swedish composer's second win in that category, taking home the trophy 2 years ago for Oppenheimer. Singer Megan Maroney is out with a teaser video for her upcoming album, Cloud Nine, out next month. The 15-track album will feature 6 months Later, Wedding Dress, and some star power, including Ed Sheeran on the song I Only Miss You and Casey Musgraves on Bells and Whistles. Cloud Nine will be released February 20th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a quick few minutes left this hour of the show, but I think John will be sticking around with us for the next hour as well, so you can keep your phone calls coming, jump in on the conversation. John, I got to apologize to you first. I mean, I played that soundbite from the police chief of Portland. Apparently, your doctor called during the break and is now prescribing you testosterone boosters to make up for what was lost after just listening to the Portland police chief. So I really apologize for that. I did not mean for you to be collateral damage here.
Oh, I mean, it's immediate shrinkage. Immediate shrinkage when you hear that tape. You just can't even believe an American chief of police would. And I think Greg Gutthold is absolutely right. It was one big act. he's just doing that out there. It's all performative.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. It was like you just jumped out of that Colombian shower back in the day. I didn't know that the showers in Colombia were cold until you told us that story. Costanza, I just got out of the pool. I just got out of the pool.
Hey, I got some breaking news here for you, Aaron.
Uh-oh.
If you've been listening, if you've been paying attention to it, for like the last 3 or 4 months, the House has been asking for Bill and Hillary Clinton to come in and testify.
Ah.
First it was a request, then it was a subpoena, and they have now officially refused to appear. So what I think all of us expect and demand is to see that no one is above the law here. As we know, people on the Trump side got charged with this and arrested for not showing up for complying with a valid subpoena. So I want to see if the House of Representatives and Bondi's DOJ are going to apply this to Bill and Hillary Clinton.
See, all Bill Clinton heard in that whole back and forth was, I heard somebody wants a subpoena. And so he was like, oh, man. All right. So how come there's no more narco-terrorist boat strikes in the news? We were having so much fun with all of that. Here is Secretary Hegseth.
You see the same thing with narco-terrorists in our own hemisphere. For how long have we been talking about going after drugs and the poisoning of the American people? And for the longest time, that was a catch-and-release program, a law enforcement function, while these narco-terrorists, a designated terrorist organization, specifically targeted our communities, our kids, and our people in our country. They knew exactly what they were doing. So instead of the catch-and-release, we let them know if you're going to sail drugs in international waters, we will target your drug boats and we will sink them. There haven't been many boats sunk recently, because we can't find boats to sink. Because no one wants to get in a narco boat. Which is the whole point. Stop sending your drugs to our country and poisoning the American people.
Yeah, funniest thing, Clark. You wipe out a few narco-terrorist drug boats, and all of a sudden you don't see drug boats anymore, John. Pretty amazing. Pretty genius concept, huh?
And I think also, you know, you had the capturing of Maduro. Along with just days before that, they actually hit that pier. They hit a strike right on the actual mainland of Venezuela, the boat dock where all of these boats were departing from. And I think those two things have really made a dent in their desire to send out any more drug boats.
Yeah, great point. A couple of things I want to cover in the 9 o'clock hour. Austin Knutson, Montana's Attorney General, in D.C. for the big Supreme Court hearing. We're going to go by the numbers on that one. Senator Steve Daines cheering on the people in Iran. John, about 20 seconds before we wrap up the hour, what do you want to talk about that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, that's a good point about Iran, and I really hope we haven't missed the peak of this. You know, I'm hearing some reports that it's kind of waning down right now, and I hope we haven't missed the chance, you know, with this Coke machine rocking back and forth over there in Iran to push it all the way over.
Oh, yeah, great point. I'll tell you, Dr. Mehrdad Kia, I'm going to try to get him on the show. I guess we could have snuck him. I'm going to try to save that one for tomorrow. I'd love to get his take on what's developed just in the last week since you and I both got the chance to catch up with him last week here on this show. All right, quick break. Phone lines are open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour for you as well.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.